What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking. What's up, everyone? I want to make this quick little video of Leave Nothing. Now, recently, yesterday, I went to see Les Brown. He hit a lot of, you know, very heavy topics that pretty much inspire a lot of people's lives and much more. But I really want to touch on a subject of Leave Nothing. I think too many times we have these moments where we have this big goal, this big dream, you know, this career that we want, you know, this movie we want to make, you want to go into like hair or something like that. And the biggest thing that comes up is, oh, I don't have the funds. Nobody's going to like it. Nobody wants to watch me do this. Nobody's going to think I'm the expert. It's just like excuses. Oh, I don't have the funds. Or nobody's going to take me over there. Do you realize that you're becoming your own worst enemy? Like, seriously. Like, you are becoming the worst enemy of you actually probably becoming and getting to the goals that you want. And we fail to realize that when you wake up to realize that you gotta say, like, okay, I gotta stop talking all this down into myself and start figuring out ways to make it happen. Nothing in life is going to be easy. I mean, that's life. Let's be honest. You know, people gonna say what they want to say. You know, unexpected things gonna happen, but it's how you pretty much handle the situation, because you know it's gonna throw some hooks, some uppercuts, and it's gonna pretty much throw you down to the ground. But it's how you get up. It's a really determines how far you go, because we all gonna get knocked down. But you gotta remember, champions, you know, they rise up to the occasion. You know, the person who has the biggest heart, you know, for the long run, pretty eventually wins the race. Too many people are in for the short term thing, and they get burnt out and they never finish. But you gotta stay consistent, and you gotta stop letting all these excuses like build up onto you. Like, put that to the negative. You gotta start saying things to yourself like, "Yes, I can do this." You know, we may not have the funds for this now, but we're gonna find a way to make this happen. It's kind of funny how certain things happen. Like, we make all his excuses come up, but well, let's say like something drastic happens or someone's life is on the line, we find a way to make it happen. But imagine if you start putting that kind of action in your everyday routine life. Do you imagine how far you can probably be in your life if you start executing all the ideas you have? Or a matter of fact, can you imagine all the ideas that you had in your brain, you know, that you wanted to do, and then probably weeks or months or years later, somebody just put out your idea and you're like, that was mine. You didn't act on it. So you got to start executing all these things. And another thing is that he really hit me deep with this one is like the richest place on earth. And I want you to hear this really carefully. The richest place on earth is the grave. And the reason why I say that, because in the grave, you have dreams that were never accomplished, you know, books never written, you know, careers never pursued because of fear and things like that, because they allow the naysayers or whoever to get inside their head saying that they can't do it. Do you realize that you allow this stuff to get into your head, that all your determination, the person that you were supposed to be in life, to pretty much, you know, inspire somebody else, is going to pretty much go down if you don't start executing it. So that's the main thing I want to leave on the hands for y'all today, is start executing on it. You know, and the main thing, especially with entrepreneurship, or like, you know, if anything kind of big idea, is you're going to be put in situations where you don't always know what to do at first, but you figure it out. You know, that's how you grow. You put yourself in uncomfortable situations and you find out ways to make it happen. You mean, that's how geniuses are born, because everybody's saying like, oh, that's impossible. It's not going to happen. Watch this. So they may, you know, make their stumbles. They may fall down, fell a couple times. But eventually through all of that, they figure out ways to make the solution happen. And that's how they are a genius. So I just want to leave that on y'all, because I got to go ahead and finish the rest of my day. Is start executing on your ideas. Forget people's opinion. You know, just do it. Just do it. Forget what everybody else said. Because in the end of the day, when you start putting this thing together, you'll get some attention. It's going to be some negative, especially with success. People are going to talk their mouth off. And I can really say some other words, but I'm going to leave it alone. But on your drive to success, people want to talk. But at the same time, you're going to inspire people right behind you to follow your vision and your dream. So just execute and let's get it done. All right, got to get out. Peace. I put the way. I put the way.